It's Monday, June 26th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a group of 114 Iraqis living in Detroit from deportation. The Guardian reports most of these Iraqis are Chaldean Christians, but had been subject to deportation orders for pending criminal charges or overstaying visas. Attorneys for the Iraqi Christians challenged the deportation orders, arguing that the group would be persecuted or face death if returned to Iraq. The Attorney General of New York has sued Brooklyn's Church of the Rock, Grace Baptist Church of Woodhaven, and Bright Dawn Ministries for their pro-life activities at an abortion mill in New York. The state accuses the Christians of intimidation, handing out what they call, quote, unwanted anti-choice literature, unquote, and, quote, harassing clinic escorts, unquote. The suit further accuses the Christians of calling out, quote, don't kill your baby, unquote, to those who are entering the clinic to kill their babies. Proverbs 24:11 says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. Pray that biblical justice will be upheld in this case. Good news for pro-life Congressman Steve Scalise, who was shot by a Bernie Sanders volunteer. According to the congressman's Twitter account, he's out of the intensive care unit, but he's still going to need time for, quote, extensive healing and rehabilitation, unquote. The state of California restricts government funding of travel to other states that safeguard the rights of Christians who refuse to endorse unnatural perversions. The intolerant liberals who run California just cannot tolerate that biblical stand. Apparently, the list of states protecting religious freedoms has doubled to 8, which now includes Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, South Dakota, Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. More than 120 Chinese were buried in a massive landslide in a mountain village in southwestern China early Saturday. 105 million cubic feet of earth and rock slid down the mountain into homes. That's equivalent to more than 3,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. 15 people are confirmed dead as 1,000 workers with life detection instruments continue to search for survivors. The Sichuan Daily said rescuers made contact with one villager buried under the rubble who answered her cell phone when they called and burst into tears. The woman was in the bedroom of her home when the landslide hit. President Donald Trump is considering calling for a Camp David-style summit to address growing tensions among long-established U.S. allies in the Arab world and renew his call for those nations to confront the, quote, crisis of Islamic extremism, unquote, reports Fox News. This comes on the heels of 7 Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia and Egypt, severing diplomatic and commercial relations with Qatar. The regional powers had accused the tiny Gulf state of funding terrorism, blasting Qatar for allegedly boosting groups like ISIS, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and working with Iran to destabilize the region. President Trump might be appointing a second pro-life justice to the Supreme Court within the month, as 81-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy is rumored to announce his retirement today during the court's last public session. Kennedy and his clerks gathered for a reunion last weekend. The every 4-year reunion was pushed up a year, sparking talk he might be leaving the court, reports the Wall Street Journal. Malin Wilkinson, a 30-year-old woman from Wales, was ready to jump to her death as she stood on top of a wall on the Britannia Bridge, looking down at the water 130 feet below. But God intervened. He sent along Gwen Jones, a math teacher who asked her for a hug of all things, reports SunnySkies.com. Wilkinson recalled that he said, quote, each day is a gift. You'll probably regret ending your life, unquote. It melted her heart. She asked on Facebook, quote, how could I not hug such a strong and noble man? I quite literally owe my life to Gwen Jones, she said. And a thank you doesn't feel like enough. Here we have a real-life hero. I can now clearer see the worth in life that he so passionately spoke about on that bridge. Thank you for the second chance." Unquote. Hannah Chandler, a Worldview listener from Portland, Oregon, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "My husband and I have 10 children. We greatly benefit from your newscast each day. My oldest children who listen with me appreciate the godly perspective and the Bible verses that correspond with the news stories. Thank you for all the hard work and for telling the truth so clearly and concisely." Unquote. Hannah, I am so pleased that you and your children listen to The Worldview together. That makes it extra special. We've discovered that a lot of homeschooling parents incorporate the newscast into the discipleship of their children and will often look up the scripture references to meditate upon them and how they apply to the story. We spend 8 to 9 hours per day researching, interviewing, transcribing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. Thank you for showing your appreciation for our investment of time. By last Friday morning, generous listeners to this newscast had given $23,485 to keep us on the air. That exceeded our $20,000 goal by $3,485. I wondered aloud whether several new donors might help us reach the $25,000 mark, since we were just $1,515 shy. I thought another 3 or 4 people would contribute, but amazingly, 16 Worldview listeners stepped forward to help. Special thanks to Alexi, Hogan, William, David N., and Trey, who pledged $20 per month for a year. We also appreciate Pat and John, each of whom pledged $25 per month, and Joseph, who pledged an astounding $100 per month for a year. We're also grateful to the Lord for the one-time donors, including Chris and Jennifer, each of whom gave $25, to Jonathan, who gave $200, to Brian, who gave $250, to Joseph, who gave $300, to Austin, who gave $450, to David J., who gave $500, and to Tony, who gave $645. So here's where we stand on this final announcement of our fundraising campaign. Drum roll, please. Our final total is $28,880. From the bottom of our hearts, to each one of you who invested in The Worldview, thank you for strengthening our hand as we continue to unashamedly report the news from a biblical perspective. This is certainly not a one-man show. Emily Swanson researches the stories, and together she and I split the responsibility of interviewing the newsmakers and analysts, after which we transcribe their most cogent thoughts. Rebecca Swanson and Kayla White edit together the newscast theme music, my voice, and some of the audio clips, as well as uploading the final product on sermonaudio.com, oneplace.com, generations.com, and theworldview.com. Kevin Swanson, Jonathan Clark, and I share the responsibility of writing the newscast throughout the week, and Krista Hansberry uploads the transcript with all of our various links to theworldview.com. Kevin, thank you for the honor of voicing the most unique Christian newscast out there today for the last 2 years and 4 months. Without your vision, there would be no Worldview in 5 minutes. But most importantly, we're grateful for the privilege of tracing the hand of Almighty God as we chronicle the history of our time. After all, history is really His story. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, June 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.